track 11 and What's On. Of course, we've got the VE Days celebrations, and I'm just reading out the Newton Abbott ones here, which will be taking place, of course, on the 8th of May. They'll be flying the VE flag of celebration at St Leonard's Clock Tower. There will be wreath laying at the War Memorial at 10:50, Town Crier's Proclamation at 12, bell ringing from St Leonard's Clock Tower at 6:30 p.m, and beacon lighting at High Wycombe, Woolborough and the Buckland sites at 9:30 p.m. And Austin's, Department Store Austin's in Newton Abbott, is organising another of its very popular charity fashion shows. This event will be at 2 p.m. on Thursday afternoon, May the 13th, and it will be supporting the Donkey Sanctuary. Artist 19th exhibition opens next month, and that's Keith Woodhouse, who will be exhibiting his work at a Tynmouth Art Gallery. A collection of Keith's paintings will go on display at the Seaside Towns Tag Gallery in May. Some of Keith's poems were published by Vanguard Press in 2022, and he's also creating music which recently featured in the Odyssey online magazine. Some entertainment, though, now, and we have John Bishop. On October the 2nd, 2000, John Bishop stepped onto the stage at the Frog and Bucket in Manchester to perform his first ever comedy gig in front of just a handful of people. Now, a quarter of a century later, the comedy superstar is embarking on his 10th stand-up tour, John Bishop, 25, to celebrate his incredible 25-year career. And to mark this special anniversary, every ticket at every show will be just £25, plus fees, of course. He'll be playing two shows at Plymouth Pavilions when his tour reaches there on October the 1st and 2nd. That's this year. The promoter of this year's Summer Sessions outdoor concerts on Plymouth Hoe has met audience demand for high-tempo performers. After the success of last year's event, the promoter has taken on board that the audiences love dancing the night away to bands like Madness, and that will be on Thursday, June the 7th at the Plymouth Hoe. Endurance adventure athlete Sean Conway will be powering his way to the pavilions at Tynmouth later this month. He is going to set out to achieve something no one else on the planet had ever managed. Ultra endurance records for the first, the longest, the fastest, and the most. 105 Ironman competitions in 105 days. The first to swim the length of Britain. The fastest unsupported cycle across Europe. And 4,200-mile continuous triathlon later, Sean is one of the most accomplished ultra endurance athletes in the world. And he's making me feel tired just reading that out. But you can go along to his show on May the 14th at the Pavilions in Tynmouth at 7:30. Gears and gadgets collide with soul-stirring melodies. You can prepare to be transported to a mesmerising world of sound and spectacle when the Steampunk Orchestra take to the stage of the Babbacombe Theatre at the end of this month. It's more than a concert, it's a journey through five decades of iconic music reinterpreted through a steampunk-inspired lens. And if that's your thing, the concert takes place at 7:30 on May the 30th. That's at the Babbacombe Theatre. However, dare to experience the dangers and delights of terrible lizards? When the interactive family show Dinosaur World Live roars into Exeter's Northcote Theatre, and that's from the 9th to the 11th of May. We have a new twist on old traditional songs with an Anglo-Irish folk band who provide a radically fresh, boundary-pushing take on traditional songs, and they're playing the Barrel House Ballroom in Totnes on Thursday, May the 8th. And I think that gives us a good roundup of what's happening in the area for this week.